every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Last night was Raw, and we got new WWE Tag Team Champions. So we'll tell you about that. We also got NXT Tonight, which is a taped show. No spoilers, but we'll give you the lineup for the show. Dynamite is live tomorrow. It is a post-pay-per-view edition of the show. And we have two title matches, and that's it so far. No other announcements, other than MJF will be there as a new champion. So we'll tell you about that. And then, of course, a very busy week. We'll get to that later on. SmackDown, Wrestle Kingdom, the first Raw, the one-year anniversary on Netflix on January 5th, which has a bunch of big matches and plenty more. Got a lot to talk about here today, including a Tony Khan interview, talking about the differences between laying out Dynamite and Collision. We have injury updates, Chad Gable, Dominic Mysterio. We have a story that actually came out yesterday, but we didn't talk about it on this show. We did talk about it on Observer Radio. The text messages related to the Vince McMahon shareholder lawsuit and what they reveal, which is really, I guess, not much of a surprise, pretty much what we all knew, but it has now been confirmed with text messages, so we'll tell you about that. More on wrestler injuries. Kenny Omega responded to William Regal's social media post about how you should not land on your head, and then Jeff Jarrett responded as well, and they had very different things to say, so we'll tell you about both of those. And then, of course, it is the Raw Report, as we do every Tuesday. Lance Storm is going to be joining us here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, as we always do here on Tuesdays here on the show. Lance, you watch Raw?
I did. Oh, 2.5 hours. I preferred the 90-minute version.
How come you had to watch all 2.5 this time? It didn't skip commercials?
It did. It was still like 2.5 hours.
It's like 2.5 hours. Like, when I turn it on, it says 2 hours and 21 minutes. But it skips the commercials and then skips forward 4 minutes. So it's still like an hour and a half.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, when it goes black for like 1 second?
4 minutes skips.
Really?
Yeah. So when everyone was talking about that hour and a half Raw, the only reason it was an hour and a half was because they didn't have the commercials that ended up getting skipped. It was still the same amount of time. It's weird. This Netflix thing.
It felt longer. The other thing I find really weird is it'll go black for like 2 seconds, and I go, okay, there's a commercial they're cutting out. But then when they come back, it seems like only 1 second in real time has also lapsed.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that one. Yeah,
it's like the guy will bump on the floor, they'll go to commercial and come back, and it's like he's just stepping in the ring from when he was on the floor. And it's like, did they just freeze and stand still for
well,
4.5 minutes?
I can tell you they didn't freeze and stand still, but... You know, that reminds me, I was talking about this with somebody the other day, so... You know, whenever Dave does the Netflix breakdown...
Oh, God.
He has a formula, and, you know, this or that, and blah, blah, blah. So... Every now and then he'll say, these numbers, they can't be real, because according to these numbers, only like 10% of people are watching live, okay? Which, of course, if you look at it that way, that seems impossible. You're telling me that only 10% of people are watching Raw live? That doesn't make sense. But I think it does make sense, because I think that what Netflix considers live... And what Dave considers live are two completely different things. So, for example, if Monday Night Raw is on USA Network and it airs from 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 or whatever, if it's airing 8 to 10, if you, Lance, are watching it during the hours of 8 to 10, you would be considered a live viewer, okay? But I'll give you a good example. If you go to our YouTube channel, video.f4wonline.com, and you watch the video live. If you're watching Wrestling Observer Live right now, all right, I'm gonna go do this. So if you're watching Observer Live live, down in the bottom left, it says live, and there's a little red dot next to it. Okay? You're watching live. However, if I then switch to another window real quick, okay, I'm going to go to Twitter for reasons unknown, and then I go back to the show on Observer Live, I'm watching it like live in real time, but it's not actually live. I'm behind like 4 seconds now. And if I look down in the bottom right, it says live, but that little red dot is not on because I'm not actually like completely live. I'm behind by 4 seconds. So I don't think that right now YouTube is counting me as a live viewer, even though I'm watching it live because I'm behind by
live.
I'm behind by 3 seconds. I'm not really live. So I think that the Netflix numbers, I think they are accurate, but like, I think people, you know, maybe they tune in 5 minutes late and then they start from the beginning, or maybe they pause it for a second and then they unpause it. Like anything they do that makes it not live makes them count as a non-live viewer. And so, yeah, I believe that probably maybe 10% of people don't touch the clicker, don't pause, don't start late, don't rewind, nothing. They just watch it straight through. So I think it's just the way that Netflix counts viewers as live as compared to if you're watching the show, for example, on television, where if you're watching during the live window, you're considered live. It's not like that on YouTube here and probably not also on Netflix. So I think that's where the discrepancy is.
And even when I watch television shows, I can pause it. I can rewind it.
Yes.
My DVR allows me to do that. But when I'm watching a television show, I never think of that. But if I'm watching Netflix or Prime or any other streaming service I have, because I know it's streaming, I'm way more apt to hit pause to go get a cup of coffee, hit pause to go to the bathroom. Or again, if I tuned in at, you know, 6:05, hit watch live and then drag the little gimmick at the bottom back 5 minutes so I start at the beginning. But if I'm watching television and I flip on and the show is already a couple minutes in, I never think of doing that.
Yes. So I think that's what's going on here. But anyway, the point is, I don't know what the point is.
That's
nothing
wrong
to do with anything that I was going to talk about here today.
Dave's wrong. That's the point.
Okay, so a couple of injury updates. Chad Gable and Dominic Mysterio are the two we have to talk about. On Observer Radio last night, on TV, they noted that Dom was out indefinitely with a shoulder injury. And, you know, whenever people think of the word indefinitely, they always think it's like it's going to be forever. Indefinitely just means we don't definitely know when he's going to be back. And we don't, but he does not need surgery. And so it does appear that he will be back in time for the Royal Rumble. It's not going to be a long-term injury. And he can rehab it and hopefully come back fairly soon. So that's good news for Dominic Mysterio. Also, PW Insider is reporting Chad Gable should be back soon, perhaps as early as next week. And for those of you that pay very close attention, which is not me but is others, if you watch that segment with El Grande Americano and AJ and Javon and all those guys backstage, way off in the background, the Creeds were there with Ivy Nile. So the Creeds have not been on TV for a long time, but they had a secret cameo on the show last night. So my guess is that Chad Gable is going to return. And they may go babyface. Or I guess it's hard to say because, like, everybody loves El Grande Americano. I think he's supposed to be a heel. It's hard to tell. But I think we're going to get American Made. Is that their name? Chad Gable's group? I think they were American Made, right?
Whatever.
It's just, well, I think of Hulk Hogan every time I think American Made. So I think it's going to be American Made against Los Americanos, six-man tags. So I think that's what's going to happen, but we shall see. But he should be back very soon as well. So that'll be good because he's quite freaking great.
I really hope they were in Florida and the Creeds didn't have to fly in for a stand way in the background for 30 seconds and then fly home.
Well, you never know, man. You never know. Tony Khan did an interview with Q101, and you'll be stunned to hear he is obsessed with the minute-by-minute ratings of Dynamite. Less so with Collision, he says. He said, there are things that I do on Collision that I think are excellent wrestling. I'm not as obsessed with the minute-by-minute viewing patterns. I am obsessed with the minute-by-minute patterns for Dynamite. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with Collision being a great wrestling show that the wrestling fans love. My goal for Collision is the wrestling fans tell the other wrestling fans, because I don't want there ever to be a perception, even though I know some fans think that, oh, I can watch Dynamite, I'll get everything. That's not the case. A lot of the best stuff is on Collision. I want the wrestling fans to spread the virus like I have. I was a virus-spreading wrestling fan that made other wrestling fans that would go to school and bring people over and show them tapes of my favorite stuff and get other people into wrestling. So, he's doing the show for himself, which is what I've always said, which is fine. But I do think that, you know, if you look at the Collision ratings and you look at the Dynamite ratings, there's a lot of people that aren't watching Collision, no matter what he thinks. And so I know there's a strong pushback against video packages from a lot of people, but the fact is, hey, if you do something cool on Dynamite and you want people to know about it, well, you got to show some clips on Dynamite, because at least half of your Dynamite audience is not watching Collision regularly. And it's not on them to do it. It's on you to alert them. So, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Newly revealed documents and text messages know that a key executive that now heads up TKO was confident about Vince McMahon's return to WWE in 2023 and that they would sell the company to Endeavor, a prediction that turned out to be very accurate. Brandon Thurston and Post Wrestling obtained documents, revealed the information Monday, images of text messages from newly disclosed records, part of the current WWE shareholder lawsuit. The lawsuit claims that Vince was in violation of his duties by arranging for WWE to merge with UFC to create TKO, a move done to keep him in power rather than get the best deal for shareholders. So there's a lot to this, and I don't even know. Like, here's the thing. How do we prove one way or the other what would have happened that didn't? You know what I'm saying? Like, the shareholders want to know that they got the best deal, okay? Well, you could have, you know, one of the other individuals that was interested in buying WWE say, well, we would have paid more. Well, you can say that, but we don't know because it didn't happen. And the other issue is, whatever was paid for it, the TKO stock right now is freaking sky high. And we have no idea what the stock would be, what the stock price would be for another company that would have bought WWE. There's no way of knowing any of this. It's certainly not like this deal screwed over shareholders. I mean, these shareholders are making out like bandits right now.
Well, yes, but there could be the potential of a, I don't know if conspiracy is the right word.
It would be a conspiracy.
But if he was communicating with people in TKO about coming back, negotiating that he will facilitate the sale if he's left in power, then he wasn't negotiating with the best interests of the shareholders involved. Whether he ended up getting the best deal or not, if he was conspiring ahead of time and negotiating his stay in power, then they have a suit whether they would have made more money going elsewhere or staying.
Well, sure. I mean, obviously, there was obviously, I mean, the text messages point out, you know, there was a message here from Mark Shapiro, and he basically said, Nick and Stephanie are going to take over WWE for the next 9 months. Vince will be back with a new board, or he will take the company private, or he will sell it. The race is on, the courtship is on. That's, by the way, almost exactly what happened. That was the day that Vince resigned, and he did come back. And he did come back with the claim that I am the majority shareholder of this company. I will not sell unless I get brought back. Bunch of people on the board quit. He got brought back. The place got sold. And then as a result of the Janelle Grant lawsuit, they got rid of him anyway. So I don't know what. Like, here's the thing. With a lawsuit, you have to prove damages, right? What are the damages? What can we prove here? It's not like, I mean, the shareholders aren't making tons and tons of money. Yes, he might have conspired to get a deal that maybe, we don't even know, maybe he could have got a better deal from somebody else. But we don't know. So I don't know how you prove damages here or what the damages would even be in this lawsuit, but I'm sure the shareholders, you know, they just want, I'm sure they want some money, but I don't know.
Most people do.
I don't know how it's going to be determined. The other thing is, and this is hardly news, that when Vince came back, he was in charge of creative. And,
even though they claimed otherwise.
Well, they claimed otherwise, but I mean, it's one thing to claim it, but then, like, the guy shows up every Monday and tears a script up. I mean, clearly he was in charge. But he did make the call, although, according to Dave, it was actually Roman Reigns' idea. But the original idea was that Cody was going to win the title the first year at WrestleMania. He was going to beat Roman Reigns in that first match. And I had gotten the impression well, it's weird. Like, I went to that WrestleMania, okay? I was certain Cody was going to win. I did talk to people that weekend, and they said that Vince changed the whole thing. And it was like I heard a lot of things. It was like Vince changed it, but, you know, Roman wasn't sure about Cody or this. Like, I heard a lot of weird things, and it was, like, hard to determine whether, like, are these just rumors or... And then Cody ended up losing, and I was like, whoa. So I thought at the time that Vince had showed up that weekend, because that was right when he officially came back, was that weekend. I thought, man, this guy came back, he walked in, he changed everything up, and, you know, everybody's upset and this and that. Well, as it turns out, before he came back, he had, I guess, Roman and Paul and everybody had talked to Vince and said, this is our idea. Like, make it a longer climb, make Cody go another year, you know, it'll be better for business, which, again, we won't ever know because they didn't put the belt on Cody that year. But Cody losing, like, when I saw it happen, I was like, oh, man, this boom period is done. This was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But, man, their business blew up the next year with Cody's one-year run to get his... So, anyway, I mean, maybe it was the right call. I mean, it certainly wasn't a bad call. We can say that. But, you know, Vince, I guess it was in February. He made the decision that, yep, we're going to wait another year. And everybody was told in February. So it wasn't something that they found out the week of the show, which is what I thought. He'd actually made that call months earlier. And it was a changed plan from what they had originally decided to do, which was... And the funny thing about it is, I'm not sure that it would have been any different if Cody would have won the title. Like, obviously, him not winning didn't make a difference. But the thing I remember about that year is Roman Reigns beat Cody, and then he, like, vanished for, like, 3 months. He, like, went on vacation.
And Cody main evented.
And Cody was the top guy. And Cody, like, I don't know if you guys remember or not, but I think Cody lost, like, one match that entire year. They basically just booked him like the champion for the entire year. He was the top guy. He headlined all the shows. He was almost always in the main event. I mean, he basically did what he would have done if he would have won the title. He just didn't have the belt. And then he won the title the following year. So... I don't think either decision was a bad decision, but that's the decision they made, and Vince made it. So he was in charge of creative until finally he was told he wasn't, and then he was ousted as a result of the Janelle Grant thing. And there's a guy on Twitter I'm going to have to block because, like, every day he's tweeting to me that the right decision is to get rid of Triple H and bring back Vince. He also really wants Randy Orton to get pushed, but, like, it's every day, and I'm like, dude. Like, first off, are you guys aware of this Janelle Grant lawsuit? That's, like, number one. Then, like, even if we imagine that never happened, even if we imagine it never happened, he still sucked. We don't want him back. I don't think people remember those last 3 years of Vince. They were horrible.
And there's the Ring Boy scandal still.
Yes.
And all the NDAs and everything else involving Vince.
Well, my point is, like, the scandals and everything, I mean, that's the icing on the cake. I mean, take all of that away, he still sucked. We do not need Vince McMahon back. That's my point. Under no circumstances do we need him back.
I will agree with you on that one.
Kenny Omega tweeted, after what William Regal tweeted about protecting your head and neck, and he said that regardless of timing or perceived intent, general message from Mr. Regal remains a positive one. Tribalism, whataboutism, other isms aren't needed here. Safety often takes a back seat when a wrestler is locked in, actively chasing the dragon. We all sometimes need a voice from afar to tether us back to reality, tell us that the risks have consequences. The odds are not in our favor. None of us will walk away unscathed. This isn't company versus company or wrestler versus wrestler. It's about a general awareness and knowing that the cost of what we do is directly related to the amount and severity of risks we take. Keep in mind, as athletes, we aren't all created equally. As responsible adults, we need to be realistic, know our own physical limits. I'd have to give my head a shake if I wanted to try a twisting shooting star, but I would never say a word to Pac. I look at all of this as great food for thought. Sometimes something to always be cognizant of. It shouldn't be about making it a competition. Thank you, Mr. Regal. That was Kenny Omega.
Very mature, Kenny Omega. Thank you.
He's also physically ravaged. So he's now in the position that people were in telling him to be safe.
No, but I think he made a lot of good points.
Well, he did.
And I know William Regal. He's not a tribalism guy. If he's speaking on social media, he must really mean it. And again, I don't think "let's be careful out there, guys" should be considered bad advice.
It's not bad advice at all. And then Jeff Jarrett,
to everybody, not just one company.
Jarrett on his podcast basically said, athletes today, they're bigger, stronger, period, game, set, match. Style of wrestling is not going in reverse. The cane's the speed. My generation was different. We worked 7 days a week. It's how it was. Now house shows are going away for the most part. Yeah, we worked a lot more shows, but also in working the shows, I've worked more shows without a trainer than I have with them. At AEW, there is no less than 7 trainers at the show. I think you have to not just be reactive. If something is out of whack, I think you got to have preventative maintenance. I credit my mindset on not just cardio and stretching, but nutrition and preventive maintenance. And he basically says that everybody is doing that sort of thing nowadays, and things aren't going backwards. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Lowe's closeout event is here with the final savings of the season. Grab amazing deals on seasonal decor, tools, flooring, and more before they're gone. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get free standard shipping. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 1/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually it's like this. Mother Nature is not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you.
Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. I want to say one thing about what Jared said. And it's mostly just, he says, you know, you ain't putting the toothpaste back in the tube. It's delusional thinking. There's no chance in hell these guys are going to say, no, I'm not going to do that because of long-term nobody. We didn't do it when we were their age. The extreme high spots and moves and creative stuff, that's not going backwards. I think no one's saying that we should stop doing high spots. No one is saying we shouldn't be doing this. I mean, what does creative have to do with anything? Nobody is saying that. All people are saying is, like, don't land on your head. If you want to do a 450, great. If you want to do a 630, great. If you want to do a full twisting shooting star, great. If you want to do whatever. But don't land on your head. That's it. It doesn't matter. I mean, the style's always going to change. I mean, but don't land on your head. That's all people are saying. I don't think that's an arguable point here.
We're not suggesting grab a headlock for 15 minutes.
No. God, no. I don't want to get on the guy, but God help me. Austin Theory. Like, apparently Paul is really high on this guy, and, like, Paul Heyman's a really smart guy, but, man, I don't see it. And it's nothing against him personally, but his matches are just nothing. He wrestles like 2004 John Cena. Just the Vince McMahon, big jacked up guy, grab a hold, you know, old school heat. It's just like that match he had with Rey Mysterio, of all people on Raw. I was like, this match is just there.
You mustn't have been listening to the announcers, because they were just raving about how this guy is completely different and changed and... They came to a heck of a conclusion to shove down our throats before we had a chance to see him.
I mean, I don't want to see everybody wrestling like Austin Theory. Please. I mean, he if anything, needs to do more stuff. Not land on his head, but, I mean, I can't remember what match it was. I think it was, it was some match on Dynamite. I wish I could remember who it was, but all I remember was when I was describing it, it was like, this is like an Ishii versus Ishii match. Just two guys that were just like pounding on each other. And I went into the chat on our board and some guy was like, this is why I love AEW. You'd never see anything like this in WWE. And like, I don't know why I got so hot, but it was like, tell me you don't watch WWE without telling me you don't watch WWE. What are you talking about?
Like, seen a Dragunov match?
Oh, my God. That Dragunov match? Dude, that Dragunov-Carmelo Hayes match was better than, I don't know, man, 80, 90% of the Continental Classic matches. And, man, they pummeled each other. And nobody got hurt. They didn't drop anybody on their heads. It was more, I'm going to hit you really hard at a safe place, which has been done since the 70s. But, like, oh, my God, that match was incredible. And it's like, yeah, you're going to see more of that in AEW than WWE. But don't act like the style hasn't changed in WWE. Don't act like you're not going to watch, like, an EO Sky match or a Gunther match or a Dragunov match or... Like, don't act like you're not going to see great wrestling and people giving it their all. Like, you're going to see it everywhere at this point. And except when you watch Austin Theory. He's still wrestling like it's the early 2000s. That's got to change. So anyway, the Vision came out. And Paul, this was even weirder. Paul goes, Austin, earn your keep. So Austin takes the mic. And he goes, I've been waiting my entire life, my entire career for this moment. I have a lot of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the next World Heavyweight Champion, Bron Breakker. And then he stops and he goes, wise man, help me out with this next part. And Paul takes the mic and he goes, the goals of the Vision outweigh any of the group's individual needs. And I was like, you needed help with that? Like, could you not remember the line? What was that? And then he didn't talk anymore. And then Punk interrupts, and they did a long segment with Punk and Bron Breakker about the title match next week on the anniversary edition of Raw. And it was just weird, man.
It ended strong, though.
It ended strong with Punk and...
And Bron.
And Bron, yes. That was good. Then we had a Raquel promo about the three-way match tonight. Liv interrupted, said JD and Dom are out the next few weeks. We need you tonight. And Raquel said she'd handle it alone. And there's dissension with Roxanne, Raquel, and Liv.
That's kind of been the Judgment Day's gimmick since day one.
It has been for about 3 years now. Yes.
It's always a pot stirrer.
Then we had Steph, Raquel, and Nikki Bella for the women's title in a triple threat. So I thought Stephanie looked fine. I thought Nikki did not look good. I thought Raquel had a bad night. Although apparently, it wasn't a very good match. And Raquel tried a double Tejano bomb. Steph avoided it. Nick took the bump. Steph tossed Raquel outside, pinned Nikki, and that was that. So I was not blown away. Then we had one of my favorite things on the show. Everyone's yelling at Gunther for being disrespectful. Gunther's like, or first he said, you think you're being disrespectful since you beat John Cena? And Gunther goes, oh, hold on a second. That's not precise. I didn't beat him. I made him quit. It's like he did. He made that guy give up. So Truth walks in. He's upset at Gunther for telling the truth. So Gunther threatens to beat him up. We had the Kabuki Warriors coming out for a promo, and Rhea and Io came down. We had a quick brawl. Babyfaces stood tall. It was a basic segment type of
thing. Yeah, but I've got an issue with it.
The fact that the Kabuki Warriors have been babyfaces for 3 weeks and now they're heels again?
It's not just a segment. It's been done for a million years. God, one of the matches they had in Ring of Honor, they tried to do it, and I managed to kill it. Why send the babyfaces out to just stop the babyfaces so that the babyfaces can clear that ring again? Like, it made me less interested in the match. If Rhea and Io just came out, kicked their butts, send them running, I'd be like, yeah, this match I'm really into. But they sent them down. Io gets her back injured again. I think she's stupid for coming out, because why is she coming out when she's hurt? Last week she got screwed up because she's hurt. She did it again, so I'm thinking she's an idiot. Then they managed to come back. I'm like, okay, well, we're back to square one. And it's like, I'm less interested. Why? What reaction do you want out of the segment? And why do you do it twice so it means less?
Well, Lance, I agree 1,000%, because it's not just this, but I've noticed this a lot lately. And it's actually in like every company now. A run-in used to be you run in and you clear the ring or whatever. Now it's like these run-ins are basically designed like matches. You have a heat segment of the run-in. You have a shot, like it's like you have a counter. And I'm like, dude, can we just like get to the point here? It drives me nuts, and it happens a lot.
What's the desired reaction? Just do that.
Yeah, just either have a match or have a run-in. But like, there have been some run-ins where it's like, babyfaces run in, they run wild, heels cut them off, heels beat them down for a while, the babyfaces come back, they cut off again. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and then they make a come. Just run in and run them off. God! Call me old, I don't care. Ray's warming up backstage, and Punk offers to help him out, but Ray says, I got it covered tonight. Which we'll get into. Gunther submitted that quitter Truth, which is fitting, giving his childhood hero was that loser John Cena gave up as well. Yeah, it was fun. We had the Usos backstage. Jay's all sad. Jimmy hypes him up. We had the Javon segment with Dragon and AJ, which was clever because Dragon and AJ were fighting. They were putting their tag titles on the line tonight. But when they talked to Javon, they were like, wherever you and Leon get situated, let us know and we can run that tag title match back again. They teased you with a match. It's now not going to happen. It was a swerve. Then we had Paul telling Theory not to let Rey Mysterio ruin his big night. Well, he did, because they had a match. And 5 minutes in, Rey hits a 619. He's about to pin him with the drop the dime, and Logan Paul attacks him for the DQ. I was like, frickin' God help me. What a horrific.
But can I also, and it's like when Ric Flair was world champ and the Horsemen would intentionally get themselves disqualified to save the title, why would you interfere in front of the ref, get disqualified so Theory loses, when there's a chance Theory might move when Ray does his next move, which I've forgotten the name of, or he might kick out? It's like, why would you take a guaranteed loss to prevent a potential loss? Like, I get it if there's a title on the line. And I think too many people have forgotten that. And they're just like, oh, well, he doesn't want him to get pinned, so he'll get disqualified. It's like, it's a loss. Why would you intentionally make the dude lose?
Because Logan's an idiot. He didn't think
that. Well, he's new to this, so maybe that's the...
Maxine came out for a promo. They really want the crowd to love her. And they like her enough, but, I mean...
I find it the other way around. I find her so cocky and arrogant for her level of experience that I'm like, I'm disliking her.
Well, she's getting a weird reaction. I mean, they cheer, but they're not, like, overwhelmingly loving her. And then Becky came out and just had to do the most over-the-top... I mean, it was like she was going to tie Maxine to the railroad tracks or something. Just twirled a mustache, vowed to beat her next week. Pierce is trying to recruit Trick for Raw. He's going to be going to Raw or SmackDown, yeah.
I'm a fan of Trick's.
I'm a fan of Trick, Oba, and Javon, and they're all going to be big stars, despite what some might think. Then the main event was AJ and Dragon Lee versus the Usos for the tag team titles. This match did not start out great. They Jimmy tried to powder outside and hit his Jimmy on the bottom rope. And boy, his world collapsed.
Yeah, I don't know whether he was hurt from that or blown up later, but he was struggling.
Well, they came back from commercial, and there was a spot where he and AJ were in the ring, and they were going to get the heat on AJ when Jay was going to kick AJ in the back of the head behind the ref's back. So Jimmy, like, he shoots AJ off or something, and then he just stops and turns his back, because I think he was going to try and get the ref to come to him so that they could do the spot. But that wasn't where they were going to do the spot. And so, like, AJ just kind of stops running, and then he's like, you know, come on, and then Jimmy sort of doesn't do anything. They just, this match fell apart. And AJ's getting hot. You can hear him, like, first he just clobbers this guy with a forearm, and then you hear him say something like, let's go, or something like that. And they, I mean, it took them forever to get this spot right. And then when they finally got the heat on AJ, I thought it got better at that point. And then, like, the last 5 minutes of this match, mostly because, I mean, they're kicking out of these big moves, and this crowd was so into this match in the last 5 minutes. And finally, AJ hit the Styles Clash, and Jay actually kicked out. It wasn't a save. And then they hit the double stomper to the Styles Clash setup, but Jimmy hit a super kick on Dragon. AJ tried the phenomenal forearm. Usos hit a double super kick out of midair. They super kicked Dragon, hit Dragon with the 1D, got the pin, won the titles for the 9th time, and this place went wild.
Did you notice that they violated the secret rule and it should have been a disqualification?
Well, sometimes. I mean, why is there even that secret rule anyway? It's stupid.
I don't know. But every NXT talent that comes to TNA tries to avoid breaking it, even though I tell them it's not a rule here. But Dragon Lee just came running, and the illegal man, Jimmy, just stepped in the ring and super kicked him. And it's like, that's a DQ in WWE.
I guess he was protecting himself. That's what Max said. So I thought this match had a rough start, but it was turned into a great match there at the end.
And, great reaction at the end.
Yeah, people were asking about that Styles Clash kickout. I'll talk about this after the break. Observer Live.
Have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So, a couple of weeks ago, there was a match. AJ goes for the phenomenal forearm. He slips on the ropes and falls into the ring. And I thought it was legit. And I'm not 100% sure it wasn't. But I'm more and more skeptical with each passing match that this guy has. Because he's still awesome. But, like, he knows that I may look outwardly awesome, but I'm 48 and I can feel it on the inside. And I think that since his career is ending, I'll bet in every match that he has, there's one thing that happens where it looks like maybe he doesn't have it anymore. So I think that he might have slipped on the ropes. I think that he, like, a work slip. I think there's a reason that the Styles Clash was kicked out of and not had to be broken up. And I think he's telling this story over the next several months leading to his retirement. I could be wrong, but he's a smart guy and he's a great worker.
And he doesn't miss much, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, what do we got on Impact this week, Lance?
Oh, boy, I am not even sure. Actually, I think we get the... is this the... I don't want to say unless it's not, because it's been taped, so I don't want to stooge anything off. But we've only got, what, two shows left, and then we're to AMC on January 15th, 9 till 11. New time slot when we go to AMC on the 15th, but I'm not entirely sure what's on this week.
Well, luckily, I shouldn't say that before I check. Nah, I don't have the lineup. But you know what? We're going to get it. We got a lot left coming up this year, everybody. We will be here tomorrow. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us on location. There will not be a show Thursday for New Year's. But Lance and I will be back on Friday with the prediction show. So get your predictions ready, everybody. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But Friday's the day, everybody. So that's it. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.